Blackstone Publishing presents Disney Dumbo, Circus of Dreams by Carrie Sutherland. This book is read by Lisa Flanagan. Prologue, Missouri, 1919. 12-year-old Millie Ferrier leaned against the grimy window of the train's passenger car as it rolled through the plains of whichever state they were in now. If she squinted, the yellow grasses, clusters of emerald trees, and occasional farmhouses all swirled together, almost like one of her mother's abstract paintings. Of course, Max Medici, the circus director, had always made Annie Ferrier stick to a more relatable style for the boxcar signs and fairground banners. Not too abstract, but not too realistic. No, he wouldn't want that to destroy the magic of the experience. Only Millie, Joe, and their father had gotten to appreciate the sweep of colors her mother had brushed onto canvas in what she called her action pieces. They captured what the audience and circus lights looked like to her as she hung upside down from a horse during the show, wind whipping through her hair. Millie knew he tried his best, but the new ads Rongo slapped together could never match her mother's bold, eye-catching scenes. Millie's stomach twisted, and a tear slid down her cheek as she clutched the key dangling from her necklace. A door in the ceiling screeched open, and her younger brother dropped down into the car. She'd told him countless times not to cross between the train cars unless the train was at a standstill. But the 8-year-old never listened. Quickly, Millie wiped her face dry.